For me, it matters. The way we built our team is not how I want to build a team. If I didn't ever have to go in the portal, I'd be thrilled with it. I don't particularly like it when we have players that get in the portal, and so why would I go to the portal to get other guys that are leaving for other reasons? But you know, when you have to put 10 guys together in a month and a half, and to get balance, you have to be in a portal. And so, you know, from the standpoint, we have three freshmen, three sophomores, four juniors, three seniors, as good a balance as you can have. And, you know, the way we would want to do it is you lose your three seniors and you go get three freshmen. And, you know, I understand what you're saying. It doesn't matter what players say in terms of their commitment to staying with the program. Sometimes you're going to lose guys. I feel like even at Wright State, we lost fewer players than most people because of just the culture that we were trying to build and how we recruited. And we're going to try to do the same thing here. I think it's swimming upstream a little bit in today's basketball culture, but I still am going to recruit and talk to guys the way that I think is what's best for them. And I don't think the bouncing around is best for the players. Now, you know, if it's just about chasing money and that's what they want to be about, then that's fine. But then they probably don't belong here with us. And certainly with, you know, with NIL and all the other things, we want to do the very best we can to be competitive, you know, in all of that. But I think NIL was designed to take care of the guys that you have and not just go out and buy players, which is what's going on now.